one of my favorite people to talk to, and I consider him a legend. You can have your own opinion, but I'm going to go with mine right now. Steve Dyer, how you doing?
Well, a little rough right now, but my car's going good, and driver's doing good, so that's all anyone in this business can ask for.
I wanted to get you on because you've been around this business quite a long time. When did you start in racing in general? What year?
About 1964 or 5.
And why?
Well, I like every kid, you know, you see the television set, and that was a new thing. And then the kids built hot rods, so I did that. And of course, we had a little homemade drag strip. But you get to the end of the thing, and that was kind of boring. So I went out to the local racetrack. It was a paved track at that time. And built myself a jalopy and said, this looks like fun, and jumped in it. And that was probably about 1966 on Vancouver Island at Western Speedway. And then bummed a ride from there on in, basically. And then I moved to Vancouver in about 67 and found Langley Speedway in 68 and started racing there as just a local guy again with jalopies, super stocks. And then finally some guy gave me a ride in a super mod. So then I was going to win the Indy. I'm on my way, you know, to San Jose. And I ended up with the IDC series that used to run between Canada and the U.S., running that super mod. But the car I drove was no good here, so I couldn't race the schedule, but I got to see it, 71 or 2. And then I quit the pavement altogether and quit Canada altogether. Moved my operation down to the U.S. with help from friends, Americans, and decided to come here. And it changed my whole life. Number one, I found out I knew absolutely nothing about racing. And that was a good boom. And as I explored this area, I kept going south into California. And that paid off because now I really knew I knew absolutely nothing. So for the next 20 years, we raced up and down the coast of California, speed weeks, anything we could get to.
Did you race the whole time, or did you have another driver with you?
No, I drove all the years of my career, and I really wasn't competitive when I hit about 50-something, but I did compete at Knoxville. Danny Bullock gave me a brand-new Garrity to run. I ran that, and I ran my own 360, and that was in 2008, and I did wreck one car there. But then I ran Gold Cup in 2011. And then I got mad at my driver that I put in my car here in the last 5 years and took my spare car out and showed him how to get around here at Skag at local. And that hurt his feelings, so I put him back in the car. And that's where we are now. So my driver's picked up the pace. I haven't fired him. I love him dearly. And we hope we have a good night tonight.
We got the history down there. What is one of your biggest highlights of your racing career?
Getting thrown out of Skag at Speedway for punching the local hero in the nose and heading out in the road and finding the World of Outlaws in 92. So we spent the next 2 years basically off and on running outlaw circuits as best we could, living in Indianapolis, running in the Midwest and down the East Coast.
But that was just a dream, wasn't it?
Well, especially when you can make an A main and you're nobody. So, yeah, it was a very, very successful few years we had there. Got to know a lot of very, very good people.
Yeah. All right. Well, Steve, thanks for your contribution to this great sport that I love here. And good luck here this year, this race, and wherever else you guys can get out this year, okay?
Thank you very much. Enjoy it.
This is Sean, you're in the dirt.